Yes, donkey of the day for Monday, January 22nd goes to the legendary Monique. She is a legend. We're not going to take that away from her. Drop on the clues bombs for Monique, okay? Now, if you haven't heard, Monique is calling for a boycott of Netflix, claiming race and gender bias because she was offered $500,000 to do a comedy special, and she feels like that was too low. Let's hear what she had to say.
I am asking that you stand with me and boycott Netflix for gender bias and color bias. I was offered a $500,000 deal last week to do a comedy special. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle $20 million. Then Amy Schumer went back and renegotiated $2 million more because she said, I shouldn't get what the men are getting, their legends. However, I should get more, and Netflix agreed. When we asked Netflix to explain the difference, why the money was so different, they said, well, we believe that's what Monique will bring. We said, well, what about my resume? They said, we don't go off of resumes. Then we asked them, what was it about Amy Schumer? And they said, well, she sold out Madison Square Garden twice, and she had a big movie over the summer. Is that not Amy Schumer's resume? And then Netflix said, by the way, we believe Monique is a legend too. Why shouldn't I get what the legends are getting? Please stand with me in this boycott of Netflix. I love us for real.
First of all, I don't understand how she's claiming race and gender bias when Chappelle and Rock, two black people, both got paid. And Amy Schumer is a woman. She got paid. Maybe she needs to be more specific and say bias against black women. But it's all kind of contributing factors that go into these people getting this money and Monique not getting this money. Okay, number one, this is a what are you doing for me right now kind of industry. I'm not about to give you millions of dollars based off an old resume. Yes, we understand Monique is Monique. Okay, I hear a lot of people saying Dave Chappelle got $20 million from Netflix and he hasn't been around for years. Not true. Okay, Dave came back in 2014 and hit the road. He was selling out Radio City Music Hall back then. He hosted SNL. It was one of the highest rated SNLs of all time. So when networks see it's still a demand for Chappelle, on top of the fact he's a legend, then it becomes a bidding war between all these networks. And that's probably why Netflix had to cut the check like that. Same thing with Chris Rock. He's been on the road selling out shows across the world for his Total Blackout tour. He's got a relationship with HBO. So I know they came at Chris with an offer, okay, with a high number. So Netflix had to compete. So another bidding war happens, okay, on top of the fact he's on the road selling out theaters, on top of the fact he's Chris Rock. That's why those numbers get so high. Amy Schumer, I don't find her funny at all, okay? She's got me blocked on Twitter right now. Because I've said things like that, all right? But you foolish people have to understand funny has nothing to do with it. Amy sold out a worldwide tour in 2016, a number one movie with train wreck, a New York Times best-selling book, and she had a special on HBO. So I'm sure HBO tried to get her new special as well. So it creates yet another bidding war on top of the sold-out shows around the world, on top of the movies and books and the brand of Amy Schumer. And, you know, Amy being white hot right now, that's why they get these high numbers. Yes, Monique is Monique. We understand she's a legend. But you're not just negotiating based off your old resume. You're based off your current market value, okay? Now, I was also watching Monique on Sway's show. Drop on the clues bombs for Sway, all right? Let's listen to the comment Monique made on Sway's show. This is where Monique feels she stands in this comic ecosystem. Listen.
I couldn't accept that low offer because if I did, I couldn't sleep at night. Because I am the most, and I say this humbly, I am the most decorated comedian alive. But if I accepted $500,000, what does Tiffany Haddish have coming? What does the black female comedian have coming? Because what they will say is, Monique accepted this, and she's got that.
All right.
Let's unpack that, all right? First of all, Tiffany Haddish is red hot right now. All right, she would make a lot more for a stand-up special from any network than $500,000. I guarantee that. I guarantee Tiffany is getting paid more for her upcoming Groupon Super Bowl commercial than Monique got offered to do stand-up, okay? Why? Because Tiffany is hot right now, so I'm sure she would get offered more, but that's neither here nor there. Let's focus on just this one part. Play this one part.
I am the most decorated comedian alive.
Mm. Monique, if you said that in the Netflix offices, I'm shocked the executives didn't die of laughter, okay? Most decorated comedian alive. I just simply wish Sway would have asked her how. Why do you feel that way, Monique? What are the decorations for a comedian? I would think it's ticket sales, right? So what are some of the highest grossing stand-up films of all time? Well, if you look at the list, you see Kevin Hart Laugh at My Pain. You see Martin Lawrence, You're So Crazy. You see Richard Pryor Here and Now, but he's dead. So let's keep it to the alive ones. You see the original Kings of Comedy. All of them are alive except for Bernie Mac. You see Eddie Murphy Raw on there. You see Martin and Kevin on there again. Martin's on there for Run, Tell That. Kevin's on there for Let Me Explain. I'm just trying to figure out what are the decorations because, you know, is it because Monique has an Academy Award? Well, she didn't win that for comedy, but we can discuss that. Whoopi Goldberg is a comedian. She has an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, a Tony. Jamie Foxx is a comedian. He has an Oscar. I'm just seriously trying to figure out what makes Monique the most decorated comedian alive. Why do people just say things as if we can't look up records and numbers to see that none of this adds up? What makes her the most decorated comedian alive? Is it the Parkers? The Parkers wasn't the Cosby Show. The Parkers wasn't Martin. The Parkers wasn't Seinfeld. The Parkers wasn't Chappelle's Show. The Parkers wasn't The Living Color. I'm just really trying to figure out what makes her the most decorated comedian alive. I have no problem with someone being confident, because Bernard Hopkins once said, if you don't know your value, somebody will tell you your value and it will probably be less than your worth. I totally agree with that. So if Monique feels Netflix lowballed her, cool. Simply take your talent somewhere else and prove them wrong by getting what you feel you're worth. But when you go other places and they offer you close to the same amount, are you going to accuse everyone of race and gender bias? Look, we all know that racial bias and gender bias exists. We all know that the wage gap between men and women is real. But this isn't one of those times. This is simply a matter of who's hot, who's not. Market value isn't just based on what you did. It's based on what you did lately. And more importantly, based on what you're doing right now. Please give Monique the sweet sounds of the Hammer Tones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
All right. And by the way, donkey today is always up for discussion. If you think I'm wrong, please show me. Don't tell me how you feel, by the way. Because don't tell me, I feel she's funnier than Amy Schumer. Yeah, she's funnier than Amy Schumer. But funny don't got nothing to do with it. This is about numbers.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's The Big Stick. Foxy 99.